Just weeks ago, we heard this passage at our Women's Sunday when Darlene shared the message for women's worship. It was a beautiful message, so when the lectionary showed it for this Sunday, I was thinking maybe I'll do another passage, but then this happened. So I wrote a meditation that I shared in the email file, and you know I normally don't preach from notes, but I want us all to have the same message this morning. This passage offers us a vision of social distancing and the presence of God in the midst of that space. You realize we don't know this woman's name. We don't even know the circumstances that had her have five husbands and one that is not her husband. But we do know its consequences. She is alone at the well most days. We could probably say every day. You see, deserts aren't very kind to people in the midday sun. So the women would go in the cool of the mornings to draw from the well their water for the day. So imagine with me what those gatherings at the well might look like, with the women coming with their jugs, and I can't imagine if they're on their heads or carrying them, however they're carrying them, but they're gathering together and they're talking. They might share what their children did, what their husband said, what they cooked, all the things that women share with one another. So there'd be laughters and maybe even some tears. But there may also be some whispers as they gossiped about the women that really shouldn't be there at the well. And the one woman we meet in today's scriptures may have been one that they gossiped about. She may have tried to go a few times when they went because it was cooler, but couldn't handle the backs that got turned, the greetings not shared, or the whispers that she heard as they looked her way. She would have been shunned by the women. So she chose not to go where she would be greeted with silence or whispered words of condemnation. Imagine again her hesitation to go to the well with Jesus there. Consider her movement down that road with her mind wandering on the work before her when she would return. And then she looks up, and sitting at the edge of the well is a man. And the man is dressed in clothes that definitely, distinctly show him to be Hebrew and probably a rabbi. And as she approaches the well, he speaks to her. He says, "Give me a drink." Now, is this a request or a command? It's a bold request, as she is a woman of Samaria and considered unclean. So if they touch hands or touch things that others have touched, he too would be considered unclean. Touch. It brings us comfort. Jesus' touch brings healing. And I think of all of our frontline caregivers and workers and first responders who rely on touch to help them understand what's going on in our bodies when we come in for either an exam or whatever has happened to us. The needs of the patients are best understood through touch. Without their touch, we would not be healed. Now, this woman's pain and suffering isn't physical. It's communal. She's considered unclean because of life choices, and she has been set apart from her community that would give her support and comfort, that could give her a hug, that could touch her. We are born to be in community. We're communal people. And it's important that we gather in whatever way we can gather. And through technology this morning, we're gathering so that we can hear God's word and be in the presence of Jesus. Jesus' offer of living water is an offer to heal, to reconnect, to bring her into a reconciled life with God and with her community. But first, she wants to know, who is this man who knows so much about her? So her question leads to a conversation about worship and the identity of the Messiah. And did you remember this response that Jesus gave her? Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. For salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship must worship him in spirit and truth. What a word for this Sunday. Some of us are alone in our homes, and we may feel like that woman at the well. Some of us questioning what it means to worship when we're not in the sanctuary. Worship, whether in person, in community, or alone in our homes, is still worship when we worship God in spirit and truth. This time of social distancing is creating for us opportunities to experience God in ways we may have been hesitant, very hesitant, to try before. I had never imagined being live on Facebook. So this morning, as we connect in a very different way, my prayer is that you reach out in prayer to the Spirit of the Lord present with you now and within you. Our connection to God and to one another in love is what will transform the world. Paul wrote letters to his communities, and we often read how he longed to be with them and looked forward to that day when he would be able to take time and gather with them again. I long for the day when we once again gather in the sanctuary to worship. But know that God is with us here and now. The woman at the well learned she was not alone. God was with her, and Jesus brought her healing. She was restored to her community. She was bold in sharing the story. Remember, she was still considered unclean by those in the city. But she was bold to encounter them all and share her story. And then Jesus stayed 2 days with these unclean Samaritans. And many, many came to believe. We will all have stories to tell on our time alone at the well of the living water. The people in her village would not have come to believe without her witness. We are not alone. God is with us. May this time of social distancing be a time we experience a more intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As the cancellations of events continue to prune away all those worldly distractions. So I urge you to go to the well of living water and drink deep. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.